some people used, where the clothes were real dirty, they boiled them in these pots, and then they had a stump, tree stump in the yard, and they had this wooden bat-like stick that was called a battling stick, and they beat the clothes. They spread the clothes over the stump and literally beat them. And then boiled them again, and of course you had wash tubs, galvanized iron tubs.
What if you made syrup and something big and black, you made syrup and what would you call it?
Well, there was syrup kettles. We had a cane mill where we ground the sugar cane, and then the cane juice was cooked in the syrup vats, and we made our own syrup.
You mentioned the forks that you wouldn't use on the table. What are the things you'd have on the table?
You would have the silver on the table.
And that usually consisted of, what did each plate, you'd have a fork?
A knife, fork, and spoon, dessert spoon or salad fork.
And say if you'd served steak and it wasn't tender, you might have to put
what? Steak knives. But now, of course, when I was growing up, we had a hammer-like instrument that was known as a steak beater, and you beat the steak before you cooked it.
So it was tender.
To tenderize it, yeah.
It was dead too then, too.
Yeah. Because we killed hogs. We had our own fresh meat, and we had a smokehouse to smoke the hams and the sausage and all that.
Now, what do you call the container that you plant your flowers in if you want to keep them indoors?
Flower pots. Hanging pots.
And what if you wanted to go out and cut some, put cut flowers in, you'd have what?
You had vases. Bud vases and old size vases for your flowers.
And after we were talking about utensils, after you eat, what do you have to do? You have to
wash the dishes. Yes, and the dishpan in the sink.
And after you wash them,
you dried them.
Yeah, before that, though, she, say,
rinsed them, and then you dried them, and then put them away.
What do you call the cloth that you use in washing dishes?
Dish rag.
And what about the one in
dish towel?
What do you call the cloth you use to wash?
Wash rag. And bath towel.
Yeah.
Our face towel.
And let's see, what do you call the thing that you use to turn on the water pipe in the kitchen?
Hydrant.
Ever heard that call anything else?
Tap.
And
the lavatory. The lavatory, we say lavatory for the bathroom and the kitchen sink.
What if the hydrant was outside? Would it still be a hydrant?
That would be a hydrant.
And do you ever hear any older people call that anything else, anything differently? All the colored people you were around?
No. They said water hydrant too, because.
Ever hear anybody use the term spigot?
Well, yes, but we never did say spigot.
What about faucet?
Faucet, yeah. That would be the part where you turn the water on.
Now, you might say it was so cold last night that our water pipes
froze
and
bursted.
Let's see. Yeah, people used to buy flour and something big.
And barrels and
What about molasses? What did molasses cost? Say lard. When you bought large quantities of lard, what did that come in?
A lard can, a large tin container.